Please remain standing as we hear these words that come from Luke's gospel reading for us this day. Jesus has these words for us. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the earth and sky, but you do not know how to interpret the present time. God's blessing rest upon the reading and hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
You know, this,
for me, it was one of those passages of scriptures or one of those sermons where at the first service I was preaching it and thinking, just not sure that this is coming the way it should be. So the only way to try to make it maybe better than I think it went the first time is just not to have it in front of me the second time. Let's pray. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks for these words of Scripture. Well, we have to admit we're not sure, but they're there, and we need to deal with them. And so we pray that your Spirit might rest upon us so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they, oh God, would be pleasing and acceptable to you. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. I feel like my nerves are quivering and my heart's pounding because I'm here and not up there. But Diane did give me a note, fire and water, which is kind of a theme for this morning's sermon. And we've got a banner of fire over here and we've got a banner of water over here. Fire and water, two fascinating things. Fire. How many of you have a fireplace in your home? Yes, that's the best place to listening to that crackling fire, sound of wood crackling in your home, just especially if you've got a fireplace, because if not, then you better call 911. We already see the mixed feelings of fire, where it can be cleansing, it can be nurturing, it can be soothing, but it also has its problems. We've been watching those fires out west the last week or two and are grateful that we're not there or that our home is not in the way, because it can be lost. But we know, imagine what it would be, our foods, to not have fire. I don't know, I kind of like my steaks medium rare as opposed to raw. Imagine if our medical fields didn't have fire to cleanse and to sterilize and to make clean so that we might use, well, those utensils, at least how it used to be, over again. Jesus talks about the need for that fire within God's Spirit. We even know that sometimes when forest fires go through, that it appears devastation, and yet there are certain seeds that must reach a certain temperature before they'll pop and germinate, and within a matter of days, there's new life where those fires have occurred. Jesus even talks about water. And we're most familiar with those waters, perhaps, of baptism that occur in the life of the church here through the baptismal font, where that water is a cleansing and a washing away of our sins and seeking to keep us wholesome and healthy within God's kingdom. We all know how refreshing a glass of water can be. We all know that as the Israelite nation was being delivered from slavery and captivity, that through the presence of Almighty God, they passed through that Red Sea on dry land. But the Egyptian army tried to cross that same place, and those walls of water came crashing in. And that water offering death to them continued to offer freedom for the Israelite nation. We love to live near streams and bodies of water because it's places that is soothing and entertaining, the babbling brook that brings us a sense of peace. But we know that when the spring rains come, that there is that potential of flooding, but that flooding also brings with it that potential of washing away some of that gook and some of that garbage that's accumulated and offers that silt for new life in those plants that perhaps might be planted. So we have images of fire and images of water that can both be good and bad depending on how they are used. That's a potential for the scriptures as well. Now, this is a difficult passage of scripture to deal with because, you know, it's not, I don't want to encourage tension in our homes. Dads against their son. I don't want to be at odds with Andrew. I don't want to be at odds with Abigail. We want those loving relationships. I've got to spend the afternoon with my in-laws. I certainly don't want any tension there. Anybody ever have tension with their in-laws? No, don't, please. I know what that's like. I've had to sit and listen to my mom and dad talk about family situations. This past week, I started reading a book that's fascinating, and the title's so long, I'm not even going to mention it, but it looks at taking words and terminology that we use today in the life of the church and that we throw around casually and everybody believes they understand the meaning, and yet the meaning 2,000 years ago was totally different. So how do we take a word 2,000 years ago and think we understand it and try to apply it to today? Case in point, if we look at the book of James and we look at the book of Revelation, we'll realize that they are very much in strong support of slavery. But we're not advocating to practice that today because we've moved beyond that. And understand that God seeks and desires for us to be in healthy and whole relationships with all people across the board. And perhaps today this is one of those passages that we need to look at and say, but where is the healthiness, where is the wholeness that God desires for us to be in relationship with all people, including our mother-in-laws and our father-in-laws and all of those individuals that maybe create that little bit of tension. Because sometimes we've had conversations with Andrew and the relationship that he is in and that possibly is, well, wherever God leads that to be, that sometimes in order to have growth and health and wholeness, we must go through times of pain. Sometimes when we're diagnosed with a disease or something, we must go through the pain of surgery or the pain of treatments in order for health and wholeness to occur to get us on the other side.
If you've ever broken a bone, you know what it means to have that bone set. That pain to get that mending and that wholeness to occur. We all know of individuals, or dare I even say denominations, that like to pull passage of Scripture that are used to control or to push down or to make judgment calls to make me feel better, like I'm the one that knows. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that position where I think I'm the one that knows what God's going to do or say or who God's going to accept or not accept. Because I have enough about me to worry about. So perhaps this morning's passage of Scripture enables us to look at water as something that is good and something that can be negative. Fire, something that is good and something that can be negative. And how do we take all of that and blend it together in the life of the church, and so that we can all seek health and wholeness in our relationships with individuals, with family members, with friends, with co-workers, with those individuals we don't even know, in the life of the grocery store and the checkout line. I hope that we can all seek health and wholeness, the fire and the water, and somehow use those images that we might seek that health and wholeness and offer that to the world as well. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for words of Scripture that push and pull us, and maybe sometimes don't always make sense, and that perhaps we have to think outside the box. You're probably thinking, imagine that. And yet when you spoke and all came into being, you thought outside the box. And so we pray, O God, that your Spirit might continually rest upon us to bless us, to enable us to be that child that you have created within this world, engaged in mission and ministry to those that surround us each and every day. Oh God, bless us that we might be sent forth. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.